AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Air travel remained snarled this morning, with Tropical Storm Debbie still wreaking havoc in the southeast. Hundreds of flights have been canceled or delayed. That storm is some 70 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. The major flood threat continues. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
Tropical moisture creating that heavy rainfall across portions of Georgia, South Carolina, now expanding up into North Carolina. And if we look at the radar loop, we can see those rain bands bringing that heavy rainfall. We've seen rainfall totals over 10 inches in portions of Georgia and South Carolina, seen some substantial flooding.
The tropical storm is expected to reach the northeast around Friday. In California, an earthquake struck overnight in Kern County, followed by several aftershocks. The quake was magnitude 5.2. The newly minted Democratic presidential ticket hits the road today, campaigning in Wisconsin and Michigan. Our Ben Thomas reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris choosing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as a running mate. He wasted no time going after former President Trump's record at a Philadelphia rally.
Violent crime was up under Donald Trump. That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
Harris offered this assessment of the presidential race.
We are the underdogs in this race, but we have the momentum.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Prosecutors have charged four Milwaukee hotel employees with being a party to felony murder in connection with the death of Devante Mitchell, a black man who entered a woman's bathroom at a hotel June 30th. Olympic open water swimmers have trained in the Seine River after Paris organizers determined it was safe to dive in. There was a two-hour training session today. This is AP News.
The United States has taken the lead in the gold medal count on day 11 at the Paris Olympics. Team USA's Summer Games leading total of 24 golds is two more than China. The U.S. has 86 total medals. American Cole Hawker pulled off the upset of the Olympics on Tuesday night, outracing both favorites Jacob Ingebrigtsen and Josh Kerr to the finish line in the 1500 meters. Gabby Thomas blazed her way to an easy win in the 200 meters in 21.83 seconds.
I did not realize that I had won this race until I crossed the line. I knew that I was going to have to execute into the finish.
Annette Echikawoke won silver for the U.S. in the women's hammer throw. Echikawoke was in the early lead before Canada's Cameron Rogers won the gold on her second-to-last throw.
So grateful to God.
20-year-old Amit Allure became the youngest U.S. wrestler to win Olympic gold by claiming the women's 68-kilogram class. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.